A young farmer gets his tractors. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's just a great honor to be able to represent Tennessee at the state level as well as the American Farm Bureau level and get to walk away with these prizes.
Montgomery County young farmer Jay Head was honored in 2015 as the state's top young farmer of the year with the Tennessee Farm Bureau's Achievement Award. And earlier this year, he was honored by the American Farm Bureau as the national runner-up in the Achievement Contest. And for those efforts, he got two Case IH tractors, one to use for 150 hours and one to keep.
The prizes for the contest are definitely an incentive to participate, but it's not the only reason to participate. You know, I got acquainted with young farmers at a young age and stayed acquainted with it and got to participate in a lot of different things. But yes, the sponsorships through Case IH, through Polaris, through Tennessee Farm Bureau itself are great ways to encourage young people to get involved and get them active and get them coming to meetings and participating in contests.
And obviously one of the primary sponsors of the Young Farmer and Ranchers program is Case IH. Territorial Sales Manager for Tennessee is Tim Mills, who had the privilege of delivering these tractors to the state's young farmers now for nearly 30 years.
Days like this, you can't beat them. We have the opportunity to recognize Jay and Tara Joe's accomplishments. We've got a very unique relationship between Case IH and Tennessee Farm Bureau. As you know, it's been that way for years, and I certainly hope and expect it to be that way for years to come. And I know how tough this competition is, having been around it. We like to reward hard work, and hard work is exactly what it is, and these guys are the best of the best.
And Tim Mills says Tennessee young farmers continue to make Case IH and the state proud in the way they compete in ag contest at the national level. Jay Head farms in partnership with George Marks on about 5,300 acres of row crops, tobacco, and livestock just outside of Clarksville. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.